Repression of women is a hallmark of Islamic State, and it was also a feature of the Taliban, the brutal force that ruled Afghanistan from 1996 to 2001. Women were denied education and freedom under that brutal regime. In recent months, the US has been holding peace talks with the Taliban. Australia was part of a coalition force in Afghanistan after the September 11 terrorist attacks to deny terrorists a safe haven. A group of Afghan women is currently in Australia for annual talks. This year's discussions are around empowering women. Afghan journalist Fatima Faizi, who works for the New York Times in Kabul, is a participant and she joined me earlier. Fatima Faizi, how optimistic are you that peace will happen in Afghanistan, and what is the first thing you'll do if it's secured?
As an Afghan, I'm not optimistic about the peace process because there is a peace meeting between the Taliban and the U.S. government, which seems to me something not real because the war is ongoing. And yesterday there was an attack close to my home. But if there was a peace, first thing that I want to do, I want to ride a horse in my village, the village that is about 10 years, which is under control of the Taliban, and I cannot go there.
So you want to ride a horse through your village?
Yeah.
When was the last time you rode a horse through your village?
It was a long time ago, because when I was a child, and after that, when I came to Kabul, I couldn't go back to my village because it is dangerous to me. And every time that I'm planning to go to my village, my family doesn't allow me.
Now, these peace talks, how involved have women been in those talks?
Actually, women are not involved at all. They are pushed aside. And as you see, others make decisions on behalf of us, and no one listens to women. And somehow we are pushed aside, and that's it.
How do Afghans regard the Taliban these days? Do they still remember how they ruled your country and the repression of women?
Yes. Just a few weeks ago, I interviewed many women in Afghanistan, and they shared their own stories. And still, they are scared of the Taliban. They don't want the Taliban back in the country.
What is daily life like for women there now? Are you able to go about safely?
Daily life, actually, Afghanistan is a war zone country, and no one can guarantee that you will be safe in such a country. Women, they do their own businesses. They go to work as normal women in other worlds. But we feel fear, as personally when I leave my home, go to office, and every single thing reminds me attack in Kabul. Motorbike, truck, ambulance, and bike, every single thing.
Are girls able to go to school? Can they move about freely?
It is different in different parts of the country. Like, girls can go to school in some provinces which are a bit safe, but some provinces which are under control of the Taliban, it is not easy for girls to go to school.
And that's Afghan journalist Fatima Faizi.